Perhaps we'll talk about any other day in medicine. Gemara Neirchen enumerates the days on what we say halal. And when the Gemara refers to halal, it refers to complete halal. Complete halal. What we say half halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. Of the tikkun of halal, says the Gemara, was on 18 days. Shemenis Yemei HaChag, 8 days of Sukkos. Shemenis Yemei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. The Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, the Yontav Rishon Shel Atzeres, the first day. Ubagoyla, in Chutz Laaretz, Esrim VeEchad. It wasn't 18, it was 21. Because you have an extra day, Tishrei Yemei HaChag, Shmeini Mechanike, Shnei Yomim Tevim Shel Pesach, an extra second day, and Shnei Yomim Tevim Shel Atzeres. Fragdi Gemara, Maishno Bechag, why Sukkos, that every day we say Halal, and Pesach, we don't say every day. You say either the first day, or in Chutz Laaretz, you say 2 days, the first 2 days, I'll say Kiddi Yema. So the Gemara, kol yomeh dechad chalukim bekorbanaseha. Each day of Sukkos, different korbanas. And so what? I'll just show you the Gemara first. Each day of Chag is different cheshbonos. Each day got less. The Poreh HaChag. Pesach ein chalukim bekorbanaseha. Pesach is constant, the same korban all the way through. Frag the Gemara, Shabbos, the chalukah b'korban aser, Shabbos has a separate korban. Lema, why don't we say halal on Shabbos? So the Gemara, lo ikra moed. It's not considered a yontif. Shabbos is not a yontif. Rosh Chodesh ikra moed, today, which is called a Moed. So why don't we say Halal? What we say is half Halal. And the Svadim don't even make a bracha on half Halal. Because they go according to those Rishonim which hold you don't make on a Shredish, on a Minik, you don't make a, it depends how you learn. Pshat, Al Koponin, the on a Shredish, there's no bracha according to them. It's called a moed, lena. So why don't we say ganz halal? Leikdish, leikdish basis malacha. It's not a yantiv of issa malacha. It's a yantiv, but there's no issa malacha. And we need a yantiv where there's issa malacha in order to say ganz halal. Frag the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, the ikra moed. V'igdash basiyas malacha. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is considered a moed, and it has an issa malacha. So why don't we say halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And for the Gemara, Mishum Rav Abua, Duma Rav Abua, Omru Malchei Hashoris lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchei Hashoris asked this kasha. And they asked the Rabbeinu Shloim, "Mit dima ein Yisrael loyim shira lefenecha b'Rosh Hashanah u'b'Yom HaKippurim? Why don't they say shira on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?" Amar lahem, so the Rabbeinu Shloim answered, "Efshe Melech Yeshiv al Kisei Hadin v'Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim lefanov." A Melech is sitting on Din, and the Sifrei Chayim and the Sifrei Meisim are Psuchim lefanov, and Yisrael say shira. What's wrong? What's exactly the taichin in that statement? We'll soon see. Rambam has a taichin this nusach that מלך ישו על כיס הידם וספר, על כיס הידין וספר החיים וספר מייסם סוכר לפונות וישראל לא ממשירו פרק די גמור לבוא חנקה חנקה דז נאו יסם הלוכה חנקה לכו יש נשקי יונצס דלוי הוכי ולוי הוכי ובקעמה when we say hallel why do we say hallel חנקה there's no יסם הלוכה there's no ikra there's no ikra מייד and for the gemara וכאמה משום וכאמה and for the gemara משום ניסה because of the ness a ness what ness well we'll soon wait משום ness by the gemara Purim deke ניסה Purim there's a ness so why don't we say hallel We don't say Shira on a Nes, which happened in Chutz Loretz. Purim happened in Chutz Loretz. Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore Purim has no din of Amiras Hallel. Now I want if you, if you're listening, I want you to chap something in a second. If you, I want you to catch me. Maski lo Rav Nachum by Yitzchok, Prek Rav Nachum by Yitzchok, Bar Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Nes Sheva Chutz Loretz, who Yitzis Mitzrayim, Pesach Hestos, is a Nes Sheva Chutz Loretz, and we say Hallel. No? Anybody has a problem with that, Kasha? Anybody has a problem with that, Kasha?
It was no Oretz.
That's the Teretz of the Gemara. Good, it was before they came to Eretz Yisrael. That is the Teretz of the Gemara. But any problem in the original question? What? We're talking about Pesach now. We're talking about Pesach. Anybody has a problem with this question? I should, one at a time.
It's
called money, and
it's
the thing of
Ness is only in
the
case where you don't have those two, so
Ness
will take,
will
be not that, so
for
that it has to be called
Eretz Yisrael. That's excellent. Another way he's saying like this, I'll put in a different lingo, what exactly you're saying. Okay, he's asking like this, if it is a Yontif, let's say Rosh Chodesh would be a Yontif, and it would be Issa Melocha, do you need an S? No. And after became you say Hallel, because it's a Yontif, and it's a Issa Melocha. Where do you have to come onto Nes? Where there's no Issa Melocha and there's no Yontif. So you say Mishum Nes. And Mishum Nes, Shabbat Chutzlots, we don't say. So what's next? So what are you asking from? What are you asking from Pesach? Pesach Hashem is a Yontif. Good, there was a Nes there too. So, good, fine. Obviously, it's a Yontif and Issa Melocha. It's a Emes a Yontif and Issa Melocha. So, what's your problem? To the heaven, ask this in Megillah. Maski lo Rav Nachman, I insist with Shaim Dinesh, Shabbat Lord, Hare, lo Oretz, Hu, Bomlin, and Halil. So, the Gemara, like you answered, Kiresanya, Ashrei, Nichnusa, Yisrael, Eretz, lo Oretz, Hu, Shikol, Arotz, Ustoy, Meshira. Before they came into Eretz Yisrael, every land was equal. You could say hallel even on the Nes Sheva Chutz Loretz. Misha nechzes al haoretz. Once it came into Eretz Yisrael, lehuchshe kol arotzes lo mishira. Only Eretz Yisrael. Once it came into Eretz Yisrael was the only place where you could say mishum nes. And Chutz Loretz is out of bounds. And then Rav Nachman says kriyosa zu halalei. That we can be Yetzer, another teretz, why we don't say on Purim, because we can be Yetzer Hallel with Kriyas Megillah. So, Gavurcha, there's an interesting question, what happens if somebody doesn't have a Megillah? Should he say Hallel? In other words, the Lashon HaRambam is that because there's a Kriyas Megillah, they were never Mesakin Hallel. So this guy doesn't have a Megillah, but there was no Takon of Hallel. It's a Loshen Rambam, but it's an Isik in the Achrenim. What would happen? Shein, Nashtak, yeah. What was Dr. Miri?
Miri says if
you
don't
have a Megillah, you say
Hallel.
Pardon?
Miri says if
you don't have a Megillah, there's no Hallel. There's no Hallel, yeah. Yeah, I think the Hubin to be Aloha, Mr. Brown, yeah. On Kol Panim, okay, this is the Shtikl Gemara. So we're stuck with this problem of Nesh Shevachutz Loretz, what's Fakti Gemara from Yitzis Mitzrayim? You may hey Chanukah Tanyanin, there are 8 days that you don't make a hesped, you don't make Tanesin. And they walked into the Yechnes of Yevonim, the Hechel Timu, to call Hashmonim, Sheba Hechel, Ukishigor Malchus Beis Hashimanoi, and Oskum, Botkul, and Motzel and Pach Echad, Shoshemin, Shoimunach, Bochesmi, Shokain Godel. Meloy haye boy el el hadlik yem echot nase boy nes vedlik me men shmeiz yomim lashona aheres. So they found the parshanon which lasted 8 days. Lashona aheres kavum v'osum yomim tayvim v'halel v'haydaya. Now what does that mean? They made a yomim tayvim v'halel v'haydaya. Look in Rashi. Rashi says, "V'osu yomim tayvim, b'halal v'hidoya, lo yishosu b'melocha." They didn't make a yantav of isa melocha. Shloi nikvahu, ela likris halal, v'loima al hanisim b'hidoa. Interesting. In other words, he's saying that the whole kfiyas was a yantav, or was a yantav. Ayantiv legaba halal zogin. By says that if it wouldn't be a yantiv, you can't say halal. And this happens to somebody in the years. And zala zogin nishmas tenmo. Oba halal. Oba halal. Halal is only if it's a yantiv. For example, you find in Megillas Tainus, there were days where the Chachomim, before Chum, Beis HaMikdash, Machlekes, it's bottom, Megillas Tainus. But Al Kolponim, there's a Machlekes. The Chachomim, when we're stuck in certain days where you don't make a Hesped, certain days you don't make Tanesim, and it's called a Yantiv. It's a Yantiv Legaba, don't make a Hesped. It's a Yantiv Legaba, no Tanesim. This also has it. Delay misbit behind, delay sinus behind. No hesbit and no tainus. But it's a, no chashtiko. It's a yantiv, not legaba isim alocha. It's a yantiv, legaba to say halal. Legaba saying halal. By says that without a yantiv, you cannot say halal. So the Rabbanan made a yantiv. That's the Loshana Gemara. But also Yom and Tevin. What's it say, Yom and Tevin? They made a yantiv. The taka made a yantiv. Oh, but the yantiv is legava halal. Those are the answer yantiv. It's not a. It's not stam. Because of an S. Because of an S. They said you have to say halal. Because of an S. They were kaveya yantiv legava halal. You hear the back is over here. But it's not stam. When the Gemara answers, why do we say Chanukah? There's no Yontif, there's no Yisra Malacha, there's no... The Gemara said it was a special Yontif. Mishum Nes. Because there's a Nes, so they made a Yontif. Legaba Halal Zogim. Where is Hilchas Chanukah? Where is Hilchas Halal? Where is it? Where is it brought? In Rambam. Hilchas Halal. Chul, you find it in Hilchas Tefillah, no? Rambam brings it in Hilchas Chanukah that we say Halal on Sukkot and Pesach and we don't say Yom Kippur. Is brought in Hilchas Chanukah. What's it doing over there? Because Chanukah, the ganze yantiv of Chanukah is a yantiv of Halal. Does say as a chesa of a yantiv the gaba Halal from all the other yantivim are yantivim. It's part of the yontif, Zokman Halal. Here's a gemachta yontif. לגבי הלזון. Tastes in Tainus, Yantar Vishus of Pesach, who go in Mahal. Avos Shemenis Yemei Pesach, Loi. Mishum Delei Dome La Chaneke. It's not the name of the Chaneke. The Sukkis. The Chaneke Dina Hu Ligmoy Halel, the Chol Ches Yomim Hoya Hanes Misgadl, the Nes got bigger, Vahoyu Kol Er, Vahoyu Kol Chad Vahad Yantar. That's why we say Hal. Because the Nes was misgadol every day. The Pach Shemen lasted 8 days. So it's a bigger Nes. It lasts for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. The Nes is misgadol. So each day, Vetayantiv. Vachain besukis. Kol yoma v'yoma have a yantiv la'atzmai. Nefi shepori achag mizmaitin v'hilchim. Since it's different korbanos, each day, so each day is considered a separate yontif. Abu Pesach ene mishtana lebi korbanos, velo mi yontif. Lekach in goyim beis halal ele yom rishon. Ay vayidne de goyim tzei yom rishon davdin and I say misofik. Aber have chad yom elinyan kriyas halal. That's Tesis. So Tesis is saying why basukas we say every day, because it's different korbanos. What's that different korbanos? That makes each day a separate yontif. Pesach, all the korbanos are constant. It's one yontif. And you say it the first day. Finished. It's one yontif. It's not separate yontif. Chanukah is a separate yontif each day because the Nes was misgadol. It's a separate yontif. Zok ben halal taka. Rashi adds on in Sukkah. Rashi adds on in Shabbos that it was a yontif. The gabah halazom. Vosi yomim tayin loisha shum melacha shali nikvu ela likris hal. The kriyas was only to read. It's only a kriyas of yontif. The gabah halazom. Yeah, because of Nes. Yeah, that was the sibah. Mishum Nes. And then gemacht a yontif the gabah halazom. Is Lefizah is me Yushev the Tuliyev and Skashen. Very Yishmak. Tuliyev and Skashen. Let's go through the Gemara 1 second. For Chanukah to have Hachi veloy Hachi, or Kama, we say Hallel, Mishum Nisa, Mishum Nes. I put him as a Nes, let us say. So Gemara says, Lein Ayim Shir al Nes Shebechutz Lores. For the Gemara, Yitzis was signed to Nes Shebechutz Lores, so, Ramin and Hallel. So, a gentleman on the right over there asked very well that it's what's your kasha from Yitzis Mitzrayim, is the Chayantiv, independently of Yitzchak Isim Allah, it's Emes Yontif. It's not worse than Rosh Chodesh would be without an S, if Rosh Chodesh would have been a Isim Allah. The way we're learning the Pshat like this. The Gemara asked for Chanukah to love Hochi and love Hochi, become, and for the Gemara, Mishum Nisa. What's the Pshat Mishum Nisa? They made a Yontif, Mishum Nes. For the Gemara, Purim is also an S, let's make a Yontif. That's the Gemara. Einoimim shira al nes shebechutz lo'etz means you don't make a yantiv legabe halzon for chutz lo'etz. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, you don't make a yantiv in chutz lo'etz mishum nes. I'm Yitzis Mitzrayim. Who made the Rebbein Shlomo made the yantiv of Yitzis Mitzrayim? Yeah. So it was. And as Shabbat Chutz Lords, so the Torah could make ayantiv to live ness. So why can't the Chachomim make ayantiv to live ness? That's the connection in the Gemara. We're asking on the how do you see it from Sayyim Shagam Shabachutz Lors, the Nesh Shabachutz Lors, who Ramin and Halel, what's Pshat? And we see the Torah made a yontzit out of Pesach because of a Nes of Yitzchias Mitzrayim. So the Nes of Yitzchias Mitzrayim was a Sibah for the Torah to make a yontzit of Yisra Melochim v'chula. So why can't the Rabbanan make a yontzit to live Nes on a Nes of Yitzchias? If it's good enough for the Torah, so why isn't it good enough for the Chachamim? That was the Kasha of the Gemara. Ah, huh? Item here is did the penny drop? Huh? What a shekel. And that thing about answers. Before they came into Eretz Yisrael, you can make all the Yom Tovim, Imam and Nissan, Shebechutz laws. But afterwards, there's no Yom Tovim. There are no Yom Tovim on an Eretz Shebechutz laws. Now, there's a listen to this. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Shisha Chadoshim Hashluchim Yesin, Shluchim went out to inform people on Rosh Chodesh. Al Nisim mipnei HaPesach, Al Ov mipnei HaTainis, Al Elo mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Al Tishri mipnei Takom Tzamoides, all the Yom Tovim, Al Kislev mipnei Chanukah, Val Oda mipnei Purim. And when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, they went for year two because of Pesach God. Now, Hastas from the Mishnah's Mamish, it's Mashma, that Chanukah, like we hold today, was in existence even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why not? There's some controversy in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Chanina, Botla Megillas Tainus. All these Yom Tovim which they made for Nissan, when it came to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, was bottle all these Yom Tovim. What's called Botla Megillas Tainus means all these Yom Tovim where there's a Issa Tainus or Issa Hespet. Became bottle. Rav Yechim Shubin Levi Omer Loi Botla Megillas Tainus. Rav Chanina Omra, Botla Megillas Tainus. Fek the Gemara, Moshe Rav Kahana, Maisa the Gosru Tainus Bachanike Belud. Once the Chevron Lud made a gzeira that you have to make a Tainus. But Yorid Rav Leza, Rochatz, he ignored the Tainus. He ignored it. It's an Irish guy, he said. Rav Yeshua Vesipa, Rav Yeshua took a haircut. Ron Rulahem, he said, go make a tainus on the fact that you made a tainus. How can you make a tainus on Chanukah? So the Gemara says, so we see clear from here that the Chanukah was in existence after the Chum. And you just said before, Botel Megillas Tainus. So why is Chanukah left? So, Omer Rav Yosef, Shana Chanukah, the Ikka Mitzvah. Chanukah, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. The Rachlan's a mitzvah. Adlokas Nevus, says the Rach. Maybe there was a mitzvah involved that didn't want to be mevatel it. All the other type of Yom Tovim were Yom Tovim, my vice, Afisurim. Don't make a tainus, don't make a hesped. But the Chanukah, there was a mitzvah involved, so they didn't want to check her. If you knock out the yontiv of Chanukah, the mele the mitzvah goes. What's your problem? Elomar Rabbi Yosef, a different tale. Shana Chanukah, the mefursim nisa. It's mefursim. Rashi says, כבר הוא גולי לכל ישראל על ידי שנוגו בו המצווס והחזיק בו כשל תורה ואולי נוכל נבט לי כלל ישראל תוק אדם נעונק בי מצווס ונהל דה כשל תורה so the Chacham didn't want to check her. It became part of Kal Yisrael's mitzvahs and they didn't want to check it. Comes Taisvahs and asks an obvious question. Why does the Gemara have to prove that Chanukah was in existence after the Chum from the fact that they made a whole they made a tiny sinlud, came Rabbi Lezer and made fun of it, and Rabbi Yeshua. So you see that you're not allowed to make tiny sin. So you see that Yontif was still in existence after Chum. Bring it right to the Mishnah, Mufush Mishnah. Shisha Chadoshim Ashluchim Yitzim, Al Nisim Mipne HaPesach, Al Ov Mipne HaTainis, Val El Mipne Rish HaShonah, Val Tishri Mipne Tekonis HaMoides, Val Kislev Mipne Chanukah. That's after the Chum. The Gemara says, when it was the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, even on Iyah too. Means we're talking about Chum. After the Chum. And after the Chum, obviously there was Chanukah. So why do you have to prove it from this price, from this nice little story over here, that Maisa V'Goz Yutayis B'Chanukah B'Lut, Tesis HaKasha. So Tesis says, from the Mishnah, we couldn't have asked. Why? Because mitzad the Mishnah, Efshe Tak is not a Yontif. Tak isn't a Yontif. It's bottle Megillah Steinus. All these in Taven which stated Megillah Steinus, where you're not allowed to make Tanism, is bottle. So what do you send Shluchim out for? Mafilo Hochi Madlikin Neiris Zichelenes. Patlokis Neiris. That means it's possible. There's no Yontif. But there'll be Hadlokis Neiris. Hadlokas Neiris has nothing to do with the Yontif. The Yontif is bottle, and there's no Hadlokas, but there will still be Hadlokas Neiris. So we want to prove from this brisa that the Yontif is still in existence, the Yontif of Chanukah, that it's also to make a tainus, it's also to make a hesped on Chanukah. That you prove from this brisa. From the Mishnah, you have no raya. From the Mishnah, could be this takia. You can make as many tanesim as you want. But why did they send out shluchim for Kislev? That locus name is. Comes the Rashba. The Rashba says, "What's going on here? You're saying that it's possible to have no yontif, but you still have the mitzvah." Of Hadlokas Neiris. The Gemara affect Akasha. Om Rabbi Yisrael Shami Chanukah Dikim Mitzvah. Chanukah is different because there's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Hadlokas Neiris. Om Le Abaya, Tibatl Iyu, Tibatl Mitzvosai. Bima Batl Ne Yontif, Mamele the Hadlokas Neiris go. So how can Tesis say that it's possible to have Hadlokas Neiris without a Yontif? I state off the next question in the Gemara is if the Yontif goes, there's no Hadlokas Neiris. Lulei de Mastafina, I would say a different pshat over here. That it's Choluk, the Chanukah, that Hadlokas Neiris with Hallel. When the Gemara says, Shana Chanukah, the Ikir Mitzvah, doesn't mean Hadlokas Neiris. It means Hallel. The Mitzvah of saying Hallel, not Hadlokas Neiris. Not Hadlokas Neiris. Mishum Deikir Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Hallel. It's a yontif. It's a yontif legaba Hallel. For the Gemara, it's a yontif legaba Hallel. So knock off the yontif. About in the mail is no Hallel anymore. Because the whole Hallel is toiler on the yontif. If there's no yontif. But about that locus negus? Who's talking about that locus negus? Locus negus is Echelenes. We're talking about the kriyas. The kriyas of the yain. The kriyas of the yain. I mean, you're looking at the Gemara Shabbos, there's no mention of the mitzvah of Lokas Neiris, which all the professionals having a lot of fun over here. My Chanukah, Leimotze Pach Shemen,
Nasan and Nasr, Likir Shmini Yom, Lishon Acheres, Kovim, Vosu Yom, and Trayin, Baal, Baal, Daya. What about that Lokas Neres? No mention about Lokas Neres. And what do we say now in this thing? Macha King, Boy, Benech, Lidbi, Besech, Lidbi, Neres, Bechatz, Tzizkar, Shecho, Vekovu, Shmini, Shmei, Chanaka, Eilu, Lahaydeis, Ulahalel. And what about that Lokas Neres? No mention. When they be no, we get right there. When they be no, kavu b'shir urananim, kavu b'shir urananim. And what about our locus neighbors? Because we're talking about the kriyas of the yayim. What's my yayim? It is. It's a kriyas of shir urananim. It's a yontiv of halal. What's the truth of them? At Locus Neves? It's not a yontiv ligabah at Locus Neves. It's a yontiv ligabah at Locus Neves. It's a yontiv ligabah halal. At Locus Neves, you can say without yontiv. The kovu. We're talking about my Chanukah. He's saying, what is this? My Chanukah. What's the aspect of my Chanukah? Chanukah is a hefse. That it's a yontiv. What's the Chanukah? So what is the yontiv of Chanukah? The yontiv of Chanukah is v'asa yomim tovim b'halel v'hidoya. Das is Chanukah. Das is the chesed of yontiv of Chanukah. At Lokas Neres, no hadin. At Lokas Neres, fine. Matnik Neres too, shame. But that's not in the keys of the yom. V'nei bino yomei shmeino kovu the yom, the keys of the yom. B'shir u'ranonim halel. It's a kriyas in the yayim. At Lokas Neves is not a kriyas in the yayim. Separate Allah. Yes. Another little, small little piece would be interesting. The Gemara has a shaila. Mahu lahaskir shel Chanukah beBirchas Hamazon. Do we mention Al HaNisim in Birchas Hamazon on Chanukah? Why? Kim demid Rabbanan hu. What's the Rabbanan? The yontif of Chanukah is a drabon. Talking about the yontif. Is a mele loy matikrinon. We don't mention it. There was a kriyas of shalom. There's a in tefillah. Tefillah is poshet. That was no shalom because that was the shalom lahal lahidoy nikro. Of in birchas hamazon. Oy dilma mishum prusin minister matikrinon. Pas al pesum enes, and we mentioned even in Birchas Hamazon. Omer Rava, Omer Rav Schoida, Omer Rav Huna, Eina Maskia. You don't have to say Al HaNisim. No, if you don't say it, so what happens if you would say it? It'll be a hefsek. In Bola Haskia, Maski b'Hidoya. If you say it in Hidoya, it won't be a hefsek. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. But if you say it, Maski b'Hidoya. Rafuna by Yehuda, Iklu by Rava, Sova lad kuda by Bain Yerushalayim. He thought, mention it in Bain Yerushalayim, like Yalaviyova, he would say, Amalahu Rav Sheish's name, Kitzvila, Matzvila Bahidoya, Abrechas Amozen Bahidoya. End of Gemara, very simple piece of Gemara. What has a Shailam, where he mentioned Al HaNisim. In Birchas Hamazon, because it's only a yontif drabanan. Or after Pesum Menissa, it's machria that even saying of Pesum Menissa, so we do it even in Birchas Hamazon too. So the more it comes out, you don't have to. But if you do it, either do it by Hidoya He held the Bein Yerushalayim, came Rav Sheshi's back, Kitzvila, Matzvila Bahidoya, Bechazamozim Bahidoya. So there's a Peletik din over here, Peletik Chiddush. Comes out that Matzim Hadin, you don't have to say Allah Nisim. The shaila is, if you say it, where to say it? So why does the Rambam passing you're supposed to say it? Rambam passing you're supposed to say it.
If he wants, mashmed rishus biyodai. Ameg. Aber there's no chiyuv. Veich kosher rabbeinu chiyuva. So he wants to make the Rambam Pasuk as a shorah between the Rishalmi and the Babli. Rishalmi holds you have to say, and if you forget it, you have to say Birchas Hamazon all over again. The Babli holds you don't have to say it in the first place. So the Rambam makes a shorah that you have to say it if you forget it. Okay. Not mashma the loshon ha'adam. It's not mashma the loshon ha'Rambam. Abi Moira, the Bechaneke ubepurim Moisef beemsa birchas haoretz al hanisim kederach shemoisef betzvila. What's the Rambam have to tell us where we get it from? That was Rav Sheshi's svara. Others held that you say Bein Yerushalayim. King of Shesh is a Kitzvila. Tzvila is Baidoya, it's also Baidoya. Rambam this has to tell you the Mokya. The Rambam is telling you the Din. Chaneki Ubapurim, Moise Baimsa Birchas Oritz, Alanism. Stop! What's your problem now? Kiderach Shemoise Bitzvila. Kiderach Shemoise Bitzvila. Let's have a look in Hilchas Tzvila. Bechaneki Ubapurim, Moisifin Bahidoya al Hanisim. What's Pshat Moisifin Bahidoya al Hanisim? What type of lotion? You say al Hanisim Bahidoya. Moisifin Bahidoya al Hanisim. You look in Shabbos again. They made a Yantif. Lahalel Bahidoya. What's Pshat Bahidoya? Not that you have to make Haidoya. That you say, Velayna Al Hanisim Bahidoya. Haidoya refers where you put the Al Hanisim. It doesn't refer to the Haidoya you're making. Because you're saying Al Hanisim. Al Hanisim Bahidoya. What's the Pshat? Rav Sheshis disagrees with the whole previous Esek in the Gemara. The Gemara before had a shaila. Do we make a mention of Chanukah in Birchas Hamazon? Again, the main Hamoira. Shabbos we mention. Gemara said. Rosh Chodesh, you mentioned. Gemara has a shaila later on. Because Rosh Chodesh is a Draisa. But the Gemara held, if it's not, there's no Issa Melocha, we don't mention it. We're not Paskin, it's Maski. We're Paskin like that. It's a main Amorah. You mentioned the answer for what you're going through. You mentioned it in Birchas Hamazon. At Kedei Kach, Reb Shua Leib Diskin asks, why don't we mention the Alamich Yochanike? You mentioned Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chanukah is not mentioned. Why not? So you look in the the Gemara says like this: Man asks Shachanik in Besamosin, kid him with Dabon and Loimat Kriden. I don't know should be soon this. Omarova ain't a maski. In Bola Haski maski by Hidoy, it shouldn't be a hefsik. Rafun by Yehudi Iklad le Beirova, Sovelat Chur will be Bain Yerushalayim. That's why you always put the Bain Amoir as you put it in Bain Yerushalayim. Correct? Chap, you know what I'm saying? Good. It makes it all Ma'in Hamo'ira. Ma'in Hamo'ira is in Bain Yerushalayim. Omalei Rav Sheishis, nay, Kitzvila. Matzvila Bahidoya, Birch Samozin Bahidoya. Rav Sheishis isn't saying where you put it, and he's giving you an address, and you learn from Tzvila Bahidoya, therefore Birch Samozin is also Bahidoya. It's just an address, where to put it. Rav Sheishis is cholek from the whole Pirus Gemara. It's not a halacha Ma'in Hamo'ira, Bechlal. You know what it is? There's a halacha on Chanukah. We take the Birchas Hodoyah and we are meifes. We are meisif on the Birchas Hodoyah. We make a longer Birchas Hodoyah on Chanukah, and that's the lashon Rambam. BeChanukah bePurim meisifim baHodoyah al haNisim. It's not stam. Where do you put the al haNisim? You put it in the Hodoyah. Therefore, it becomes a longer one. The whole halacha is the Birchas Hodoyah on Chanukah. It's a different Birchas Hodoyah. It's a Birchas Hodoyah, a longer Birchas Hodoyah, because you put Al HaNisim. So Rav Sheishis said, if that was the takana, where you have a Birchas Hodoyah, you're Moisif. So what's the takim in the Birchas HaMozin? Birchas HaMozin Neidelcho is a Birchas Hodoyah. Neidelcho. And if it's a Birchas Hodoyah, Mamele, it has to be, you have to be Moisif there too. It's the same halacha. So here's a shiloh. He doesn't have to, and if he wants to, it's the same halacha as tefillah. Tefillah, the halacha is meisifim b'tefillah, meisifim b'hidoya. There is also halacha of meisifim b'hidoya. It's a hidoya. Mustafkin, he only meisifim b'hidoya once. The halacha was that on Chanukah the Birchas Hidoya takes on a different surah. You're Moisifin Bahidoya. And this is the Lashon in Hilchas Brachas. Moisif Bahemsa Birchas Haaretz Al HaNisim Kiderach Shemoisif Betzila. In other words, he's saying, it's a Yena Halacha. It's not Stam. You're Moisif. Amen Amoira. Like if Shabbos is Yom Tevin, you mention the Tzai, and you mention Rosh Chodesh. Chanukim Purim is an underdin. Moisifim b'emsa b'ilchus oretz al hanisim kiderach shemoisif b'tfila. So yena halacha. And if it's yena halacha, Muslims sagen, like tfila you have to say, so you have to say over here too. Moisifim b'hidoya. Is the fizah? Kumtais that what is alamechia? What is Alamicha? You took three brachas and you made it into one. Yeah. Main shalosh. Can you say it's a Birchas Hodoyah? Yeah, you say neither. Oh, but is it a Birchas Hodoyah b'chefsa? So this can Birchas Hodoyah b'etzem. You threw in a bit of this and a bit of this and a bit of this. So, this is halacha meisifin. This is halacha meisifin b'alanisin b'hodoyah. It's one bracha main sholosh. You can't consider it. Call it a Birchas Hodoyah. No, in Birchas in Alamicha there's no halacha. If it would be halacha main amayra, you have to mention what the day is. I could hear it. So you mention Shabbos, you mention Chodesh, and you mention Chanukah. But Rav Sheishis says it's not a main amayra dikidin b'chalal. It's a Tzeis Hodoyah. The takana wasn't in Birchas Hodoyah. The takana was. It wasn't stam to say Al HaNisim, and the shaila now is where we put it in. It was one takana. It's a takana of Moisifim b'Hodoyah. Moisifim b'Hodoyah. So nikim Birchas Hodoyah. Al HaNisim nikim Birchas Hodoyah. If
We can do Seder. Ruach Chaim, and Ovis Chaim Elozhin, brings I'm quoting, "Misipe Adonenu David Hagon Bal HaTaz," a story from the Taz. It's in the beginning of Ruach Chaim, the first shtickle. She isha achas sochei lo. One woman came to him crying, "Aho Adoni, Hine bni nechla shlomus, my son is about to die." Vayomer lo, so he wants a brocha. She wants a brocha. Tachas alekim ani. Vatayim el ha-teira sheba adoni ani tzekes. I'm calling out to your teira. Ki ha-kadosh baruch hu va-oraisa chathu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo and the teira is eins. Is one. So the Taz says, okay. Haloi zeis esaloch. The divrei Torah, which I'm oisik now with my talmidim, I give to you, to your child, as a matana. Ulai b'schus yichye, ki bedov hazeh tarichi yomim. But this you marich yomim. As he states, k'siv, u'bois eshol, chalatz techamo, he got better, hare shu b'chol isik ha-Torah, b'koyach deikusoy, s'chusoy, Lachias Mason, a person is Dovuk in Torah. He can have a koyach poshet to be Machai Mason. Ad kidei kach. I'll show you a Gemara in Tainus. Beginning of Tainus, the Gemara says that three keys are not given over to a shliach. Three keys. Mafteach shel gishomim, rain. Mafteach shel chaya, to have children. Umafteach shel tchis hameisen. Mafteach shel gishomim, yitzach Hashem l'chores, eitzor ha-toyf es ha-shomayim, l'seis motar, metar atzcha b'yitzay. Mafteach shel chaya, minayin tichsi vayisk elekim ezrochu, vayishma aleho, elekim vayiftach ezrochu. Tzias hameisi minayin tichsi vidatim keni Hashem v'pischei eskriroisechem. So, Tesis, ask the question. How can you say that the Mafteach, one second, Mafteach shel Gshomim was nimsa l'Eliyahu? Is that true? You say Gshomim wasn't given over to Shliach. Eliyahu was in control of the Gshomim. Time of Yerobam. Achav. V'chein Mafteach shel Tzchis HaMeisim, they were Machayim Meisim. V'chein l'Elisho, t'siv v'yom Eliyahu Chay Hashem. V'yeshleima, says Taisus. Rashi answers it in one word. That goes a bach still too. Shloi shemachteches, shloi nifse v'shliach, echad b'yachad. All three together. But individually, yes. All these three machteches, no one shliach got to be controlled, to have control. But individually, this is a Gemara in Tainus Daf Beis, the first Amud. Taisus answers, Dohodikama shloi nifse v'shliach, They were never given over. To shot his amazing shikshom nimsu. Ella loy nimsu lishliach lis la oilam amunale. It wasn't given over to be under his control forever. Yes, temporary? Yes. Lizman? Yes, it was nimsu lishliach. But not bequies. Not bequies. That's Tesis. That's Tesis. That's. If you look in the last Amud of Mesillas Yesharim, he answers this question. Mesillas Yesharim answers Tesis Kasha. He says like this, V'yochal lahagir dveikusei shel maila kol kach gdoila. He can be dovuk to the Baini Shalom. It's so great. Shekvayim osa biyoda im afteh shel tchiyas ha-maisen. Kivoy shenimsa l'aliyohu l'aliyisho. Shehu mash'onmo al etzim izdavkuz bo yizborach. Shebiyohisu yizborach shemoy mekoy ha-chayim. Ha-maisen chayim l'chol chayim. Like he says in Chazal, Shleishim Avtechus Lenimsa Biyad Shliach. Avtech of Tchis Amazim, Avtech Kishon. Ova Hine Hadovik Bo Yisborach Veikuse Gomu Yuchlam Lahamshech Mimenu Yisborach Afilu Meshech Chayim Mamish. What is this? He's saying it wasn't given over to a Shliach. Yes, it wasn't going over. But Eliyahu and Elisha became so dovik b'Hashem, and if they're dovik b'Hashem, and you're touching the live electricity, the electricity will go through you and continue. But it wasn't Nimsero. You're so dovuk that it's that you caught it from here. But it wasn't given over to you as a shliach. You're dovik, so you're so dovik in the Baruch Shalom that Tchis HaMeisim, Kshomim, go through you. But not together on Shliach, on Tzvikus. And we find by Tzadikim, through the Tfilis, you can make refuahs, or Mechaya Meisim, come out, Mechaya Meisim, what's the Pshat? It's also on this Mahalach. Also on this Mahalach. Getting a little too long. Another minute. Okay. There's a story which Lech Yachtoi brings, Pashas Matis. There was a Mageifa in Tochrish Tess in Vilna. A Mageifa, a plague. And a lot of people lost their lives. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter got to work. Besides being a big Talmud Chacham, but he had massive kriches, and he organized the Pu'ulas Hatzolah. He rented a hospital with 1,500 beds. 1,500 beds. And he took on himself that he would take care. He took 70, 80 avreichim. They are the nurses. No goyim. Absolutely no goyim. Shabbos, chayil, no difference. No, don't use a goy. You're using yin all the time. And if you have to make a fire on Shabbos because the chayil is cold, you make a fire. You have to cook up something for me, you won't ask the goy next door. You'll do it. Finished. All under the control of yin. And it was one Friday night. The grandson of one of the Nechbodei Ha'ir, the Shem Rav Yosef Halpern, his enko got, his grandson got sick. So, according to the rules of Rabbi Yisrael, they chopped wood, they started a fire, they warmed him up, till they brought him out of Sakon. Came Rabbi Yosef to thank Rabbi Yisrael and his Avrechim that they saved his grandson. So Rabbi Yisrael, Malach.